Well, folks, we've got a return guest in the seat today. We've got Michelle Moser, a registered nurse with the Fallon County Health Department, back in the seat. She spoke to us in October of last year as a tobacco education specialist for Fallon County. And now today, we're going to talk skin cancer. The Sunbus coming to town from Colorado, and they're going to be providing some free skin screenings along with sun safety and skin cancer education. But sorry, I don't want to take the spotlight away too much here, so let me let you jump in. This seems like an obvious answer for this question, but why is the work of the Sunbus important?
So in our area, you know, we do have a kind of a limited opportunity to get in to see, say, a dermatologist. So basically, the Colorado Melanoma Foundation raised funds to acquire the Sunbus. So they basically go around and they deliver free skin checks and promote sun safety and skin cancer awareness to small areas. They even go to some bigger cities, but they are hitting several eastern Montana towns in the month of August. So basically their goal is to prevent skin cancer, but also detect and treat those that may be developing skin cancer or before they develop into skin cancer, no matter what their socioeconomic status or geographical location it may be, because it is very difficult to get into a dermatologist in a semi-decent time frame. I mean, you're looking at 6 to 12 months just to get in to see a dermatologist. And the nice thing about this is you come on the Sunbus, they'll either check one or two spots that you want checked, or they can do just a full body skin exam.
Awesome.
And what they will do is they will not treat anything at that time, but they will let you know, hey, this spot needs to be checked by a dermatologist. Then you're not making an appointment for something maybe that you don't need to be seen for. So that really helps with that. And we had a great event last year. We were only here for one day. We were able to get them for a day and a half in August. And so we'll be able to see more patients, because we did have to turn some people away last year,
man,
because we had so many people that were interested in coming.
Good to hear that folks were aware enough to get out there and get that checked out. And you made a really good point as well, is this can save you from the guess and check where you're making an appointment for a long ways out without even potentially knowing for sure if you've got a real, real concern on your hands.
Yes,
so
exactly.
That's a really good point.
Yep.
And like you mentioned, they'll be here for 2 days. So you're looking at Tuesday, August 18th from 9 to 5 and Wednesday, August 19th from 9 to 1. And we were just talking about this. They're at the Fallon County Exhibit Hall. We were trying to decide how we would describe to folks where they'd be set up at.
But so I believe it's the pavilion. It's kind of right between the exhibit hall and that other outbuilding. It's that covered pavilion, and you can't miss it. The Sunbus is huge. It's bright yellow and orange. We'll have some tables set up. You'll see us there. So just come on out to the fairgrounds, and well, we will take some walk-ins as long as there's time. When the date gets a little closer, we will have another flyer that will be coming out to sign up for those appointments.
Okay.
It's a QR code, or you can get onto the Sunbus website and pick the location and pick a date and a time. But if there is time for walk-ins and you're willing to wait, then they will get you in for that as well.
But the way to go is going to be keeping your eyes peeled for that flyer and getting an appointment. If this is important to you, sounds like we're highly recommending getting an appointment
in
there.
Yes, definitely. If you can make an appointment, do that, just because you are guaranteed that time and you will get seen if you have an appointment made.
Okay. And it's a pretty fancy getup. Like you mentioned, going to their website. I was kicking around on there yesterday, and boy, they got a two-room setup in that thing, and it's a pretty fancy deal.
Yeah, they're pretty slick. I mean, they've got it down. I mean, I think last year we saw in the one day, I think they saw 109 people last year in one day.
Dang.
And we had to turn people away. So we're pretty excited. We've already got people asking about it that went last year. And so I think we're going to have another great year of doing this.
And it's been a summer of folks outside in the heat for sure.
Yes.
And one more time before I move on with my next question for you here. That's again, Sunbus in town Tuesday, August 18th. From 9 to 5 and Wednesday, August 19th from 9 to 1. And keep an eye out for a flyer there or go onto the Sunbus website and get you an appointment. And so kind of moving to just some maybe awareness about being out in the sun and skin cancer. So is protecting ourselves from the sun as easy as just slapping on some sunscreen when we are stepping out the door, and that's good?
Well, I mean, that's a great start. And the key is to putting it on before you go outside. So that's usually one thing that some people struggle with, is they go outside and they're like, oh, I need to put on sunscreen. Well, at that point, you're probably already developing some skin damage or developing a sunburn. So it's important to put that on at least 30 minutes before you go outside, even on a cloudy day, because those UV rays can still come through and still give you sun damage. So you should use an SPF that's at least 30 or higher every day.
Okay.
Even in the winter, we have to protect our skin. And then you do have to reapply. That's another big problem that people have. You have to reapply every 2 hours, and maybe even more often if you're swimming or if you're sweating, depending on the kind of activity you're doing. Some people don't tolerate sunscreen, or they may not want to use sunscreen, but there's lots of clothing options out there that have, you can wear long sleeves, they have the UV protectant in them, wearing a baseball cap or a wide brim hat to cover your ears. And then what's very important is that we try to avoid the highest point in the day where we see all that UV light coming through, or, you know, our powerful time of the day with the sun. And that's generally between 10 and 4. Big thing is avoid tanning beds. You know, that's the one of the big causes of mainly melanoma, which I can talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. And then your kids, really protect your kids. A lot of the sun exposure in that we have starts when we're young, and we don't usually see that until it hits us till we're older. So just over time, our skin gets damaged, it changes, and then that's when you develop skin cancer. So we got to start when we're young.
All right. And but like you mentioned, you know, that reapplication, out fishing, that's my big thing. You know, I feel real good getting on the boat, getting my sunscreen ready to go. Yeah. And then you're out there for your 3 hours or so, been having fun, and you totally forget. Yeah. But that was a big purchase this year. Well, not for me, but I was gifted some of them UV long sleeve and hooded shirts. So big moves in my household this summer.
And the one thing about being on the water is you're also getting the exposure from the sun, but then the sun is also reflecting off the water. Yep. So you're kind of getting a double dose of that. So you have to be really careful, and really, and especially your eyes, because if you've ever sunburned your eyes, it does not feel good. So sunglasses are also very, very important.
For sure. And then you mentioned giving folks maybe a little bit of info on in regards to melanoma. A big word there. That one keeps a lot of us, especially outdoorsy folk, on our toes, I think.
So. Yeah. Melanoma is one of the skin cancers. It's definitely the most dangerous, and it does have the ability to spread to other parts of your body once you are diagnosed with melanoma. Our other skin cancers, such as basal cell, squamous cell, those tend to just stay in the region that they develop. But melanoma, unfortunately, if it does spread, it can spread to anywhere in your body. So that's the unfortunate part. But when we talk about melanoma, there's the A, B, C, D, E's of melanoma. So the first one is the asymmetry. If one half of that mole doesn't look like the other half, that's a warning sign. Border is B, ragged edges, not well defined. C is the color. Is there different shades or pigment of color in the mole? D is your diameter. If it's greater than 6 millimeters, kind of like the size of a pencil eraser. And then the next one is evolution. How has it changed size, shape, and color over time? If you have any of those, you should really get in to see a doctor. A primary doctor could even look at it, or go see a dermatologist, because those are ones that you definitely want to get them checked right away.
You know, maybe this might be kind of an odder question, but is there anything that you see people confuse these things for often? You know what I mean? Like, is there something that folks often will have that they're like, I think this might be melanoma or one of these things on this list, and then it's often not? Just to maybe ease some folks' minds out there.
Yeah. As you get older, you can develop these kind of little dark, patchy pieces of skin. They're called seborrheic keratoses.
Oh.
And they're kind of flaky. They're raised. You generally see them in a lot of elderly people as they get a little older. But if you ever have a question, when in doubt, just always get it checked, because it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk. And usually you can have even a primary doctor in your local town can look right at it and go, yeah, I think we need to maybe take a biopsy of that, or I think it's okay, and just kind of watch it.
All right. So. Cool. Well, I think that is all my questions I had prepared for you, but floor is open for you if you'd like the folks out there to know anything else about some sun safety or skin cancer or the sun bus even. Well, let them know.
Yeah. You know, I think we've covered most of it. I'm really excited to have them back again this year, just because we had such a successful event last year and we had such a great turnout, that obviously we know that this is a necessary thing here in Fallon County, and they are free. So just remember that, and we want you to come out and visit with us. There's also going to be some education going on. They have this really cool camera where they take a picture of your face, and it'll show you kind of where your sun damage is, where you need to be a little more careful putting more sunscreen. And then it also actually has a picture that shows you if you continue to keep doing what you're doing, kind of what you're going to look like in like 20 to 30 years from now.
Like a future mirror.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. And so it's really neat to look at that, because it'll kind of tell you where some of that damage is and where you need to really focus that on. And then they're giving out free samples of sunscreen and things like that. They're an amazing group. They do such a great job, and we're really excited to have them back again this year. So.
And again, that's the Sun Bus coming to town Tuesday, August 18th from 9 to 5. Wednesday, August 19th from 9 to 1. Keep an eye out for the chance to make your appointments. They're going to be at the Fallon County Exhibit Hall on those 2 days, but an appointment is definitely the way to make sure you're going to be seen in there and not potentially turned away with all those folks showing up. And, well, Michelle Moser, thanks a bunch for coming in and letting us all be in the know with you.
I appreciate it. As soon as I get the next flyer from the Sunbus folks, I will get that on our Facebook page. I will get it put in the paper so that way people can start making those appointments. And I'm hoping that'll be out in the next week or so.
Cool. And we'll share it to our Facebook and radiobaker.com as well. So thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much.